I recently bought one of these new computers that talks. It's called a text-to-speech system, and boy, do we have a lot in common.
You lost me, Don. Who do you have a lot in common with?
The computer. His name is Hopper, and I can just tell that he and I are going to be good friends.
But he's not a person. He's a computer. His voice is computer-generated.
But he talks just like me, Io. It's like we're made of the same cloth, like we're birds of a feather, two peas in a pod.
The computer's voice sounds like your voice only because someone has set the voice's frequency and other parameters. Studies have been conducted that show that people attribute personalities to computers based on how fast and how loud they talk. And those studies show that people prefer computer-generated voices that sound like their own voices.
Well, even if my computer doesn't really have a personality and isn't really like me, I like to think of him that way. Now when I'm doing work at the computer, I sort of feel like Hopper and I are in it together, just like we're hanging out.
All right. You should be careful, though, Don. The study also shows that if a person likes the computer-generated voice, he's more likely to be influenced by that voice. In other words, he might be more likely to make frivolous purchases over the internet.
Oh, I haven't bought anything frivolous, just stuff that I really need, like a better speaker system so I can hear my buddy Hopper wherever I am in the house.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from William Timberlake in psychology. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.